Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Luke Thomas has got a nice mare, Princess Lottie, and she's flying at the moment. He's bringing her to town today at Warwick Farm. Morning, Luke.
How are you, Cozzy?
I'm good. She's going well, this mare. She's only a four-year-old. Only had the 15 runs, but she's flying at the moment.
Yeah. She's come back in really good this time. She's never come up real good last time in. Not sure why, she's back to her best this time in. And, heading down there today. Hopefully we get a bit of luck and see how we go.
You gave her a good let-up. She had 14 weeks between the run at Randwick and then trialling her at Gosford. She won at Wyong, then another freshen for 6 weeks, a trial and the win. What was the reason for the freshen there? Was it just the programming or was there an issue?
No, she actually had a bit of a foot abscess after she won at Wyong, unfortunately. And, we just didn't ever push her along and gave her a couple of weeks in the paddock just to get over it. And, then got her back and went and gave her that soft trial that she won. And, went to Newcastle and she got the job done.
Well, she's got plenty of pace today. Where do you hope you're going to be? Obviously, you're going to be in the first couple, I'd imagine.
Yeah. She jumps well, and there looks to be a little bit of speed inside her there. She's not sort of one-dimensional. I'll sort of talk to Michaela and see what she sort of thinks. But, there's no sort of set plan there. Just have where she's comfortable and, whether that's in front or anywhere, just as long as she's comfortable, I think that's the secret with her.
Now, you got a few in work at the moment?
Yeah, we sort of range from around that 12 to 14 numbers and do a few breakers on the side and got some nice young ones coming through. And, I've sort of only done in my second season training. I was horse breaker and pre-trainer for a few years and then, got the itch to go into the training. So, it's all going good. We've got some nice young ones coming through and, it'd be nice to get a win in town to put on the TV.
Yeah, too right. Who's been the biggest help for you, Luke, as far as the training side of it goes?
I couldn't really pinpoint anyone, Cozzy. It's I've probably just tried to base my training on horsemanship. I come through the camp drafting and cutting sort of side of things and then going into the break and in and that. I actually haven't really, it's probably the one thing that I wanted to do was go and spend some time with some good trainers, but it was sort of, at that time, I had a few horses that were coming through and I sort of needed to get me licensed then. And, just sort of took it on board and, picking up as I go, little things here and there. I broke in a lot of horses with Paul Perry for a lot of years and he was a good help when I was sort of starting out just with a few finer things and stuff. But, it's just learning as we go and, it's all going well.
I tell you what, there's been a lot of trainers come through the camp drafting, the cutting, the rodeo area. I mean, you look at Greg Bennett was bull rider. Todd Howlett used to hop on the bulls as well. And quite a few. Michaela was a rodeo champ.
Yeah, that's right. I come through the bull riding too when I was younger and, had a bit more sense later on to get away from it. And, it went to sort of the cutting side of things and camp drafting and did that pretty hard for a few years and, then sort of ventured into these guys for the breaking in and pre-training and, we've just sort of, I got the itch and, it's going good so far. I've got my own properties up at Glendonbrook that we train from, which is good. So, having the paddocks and trail riding and I've got a good swimming pool and that up here and that, it's just good. It sort of suits my training and the horses seem to like it, be able to come home and go in the paddock for a few days and stuff and then sort of, get ready for the next run and stuff. We travel to Musselbrook for fast gallops and jump outs and stuff and it's all working really well at the moment.
Luke, final question. What's the last thing that goes through your mind before the gate opens on the chute when you've got a Brahman between your legs and the bull riding?
Hang on.
Yeah, it must feel like a stick of dynamite going off underneath you, I reckon.
It was good. It's a young man's sport, and I don't even think when I watch it now, especially these good PBR bulls and stuff now, it's the last thing I feel like doing at the moment, I can tell you.
Yeah, I reckon. Be a tough landing, I think.
Yeah.
Good on you, Luke.
All right.
Good luck today with Princess Lottie.
Okay, ta.